This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Several roads are closed in mid-Missouri after severe weather rumbled through the area. Barbara Connor, a customer service representative with the Missouri Department of Transportation, says there is a significant number of roads closed in the northern area of mid-Missouri. Though she adds no major route is closed, and most closures affect lower traveled routes like county roads. The Office of Columbia Boone County Joint Communications reports two roads closed due to flooding. The agency's website reports the 200 block of Henry Clay Boulevard and Old Plank Road at Forum Boulevard are both closed. Jade Mooney, sub-up communications supervisor with Columbia Boone County Joint Communications, said deputies described Brown School Road at East at Clearview and the 6400 block of Rangeline as covered in a few inches of water, though roads are passable.
We encourage people that if they have any question, if it's safe to pass, if there's water on the roadway, you know, just err on the side of caution and don't do it.
To see maps of road closures, visit kbia.org. Budget writers in the Missouri Senate have passed all 13 bills that make up next year's nearly $25 billion spending plan. However, the portion of the state budget that covers the Department of Revenue's Motor Vehicles Division is still set at zero. Appropriations Chairman Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says it'll stay that way for now.
And we still have a lot of questions that need to be answered, and we'll move forward between now and the time that we go to conference with the House. But I think before the committee can move forward on that, we're going to have to get some more information, and I suspect we'll be doing that in the coming days.
Schaefer says he's holding the Motor Vehicles Division budget at zero because the Revenue Department compiled a list of the state's conceal and carry weapons holders for the Missouri Highway Patrol, which it then sent to a federal investigator with the Social Security Administration. Lawmakers have until May 10th to send the state budget to Governor Jay Nixon. The Missouri House has preliminarily approved sweeping measures that would expand gun rights in the state and allow certain school officials to carry concealed weapons in school buildings. The bill would allow appointed protection officers to carry concealed weapons as long as they have a valid permit and register with the State Department of Public Safety. The officers would also be required to complete a training course established by the Peace Officer Training Commission. The proposals adopted yesterday would also lower the age required to carry a concealed weapon and allow firearms less than 16 inches in length to be openly carried. One of the measures would also criminalize the enforcement of any federal gun control laws adopted after January. The Columbia School Board recently altered its policy on technology in the classroom by allowing the use of cell phones. Christine King, president of the Columbia Public School Board of Education, says the policy is meant to help mobilize school content for students.
I mean, we're trying to be more mobile for our students and provide the information when they need it, where they need it, and give it to them mobily, really.
King says many students already are using mobile devices in school. She says the new policy will help teachers send instructional information to students with their phones. The Missouri House has backed a tax credit overhaul that is sharply different from a Senate version. A bill given initial approval 120-31 last night would set much higher caps than the Senate on the amount of tax credits that can be approved annually for the renovation of historic buildings and the development of low-income housing. Unlike a bill passed previously by the Senate, the House version would combine several existing business incentives into a new program with greater flexibility for state economic development officials to award tax credits. The House plan would extend an expiring tax credit for developers who amass large swaths of land, another provision left out of the Senate plan. Missouri senators have endorsed a plan that could provide $15 million to Joplin to rebuild street curbs and gutters that were damaged as a result of the 2011 tornado. The bill given initial approval yesterday would fund disaster recovery projects by redirecting money from other areas of state government. Among the entities that would lose money are the State Insurance Department and an agency that helps finance health and educational facilities. Senate Majority Leader Ron Richard of Joplin said the funding is needed because his hometown has been unable to repair damage caused by heavy equipment used to clean up and haul off debris. Senators amended the bill yesterday so that other disaster areas could qualify for the infrastructure money. A nationwide shortage of tuberculosis testing materials is forcing Columbia's health department to adapt with different tests. Yesterday morning, Columbia's community health department sent out a release regarding the shortage of Tubersol, the product used for TB skin testing. According to the release, the Public Health and Human Services Clinic in Columbia will not offer TB skin testing for pre-employment screenings and pre-enrollment screenings for schools or training programs. The Centers for Disease Control indicates a T-spot blood test can be used as an alternative to skin testing. Columbia Community Health Manager Mary Martin says people in need of a TB test can rely on the T-spot test if they're willing to pay more money.
It's a perfectly fine alternative. The cost difference is the most significant thing for people who aren't insured or who are low income.
Martin says the CDC has indicated that the shortage should be resolved by the end of May. Tests are available at the clinic for $70 during normal business hours Monday through Friday. The Missouri House has endorsed legislation requiring the prescribing doctor to be present when a woman takes any drug to induce an abortion. The bill received first-round approval yesterday. It needs another vote to move to the Senate. Sponsoring House member Jeannie Riddle, a Republican from Mokane, says the legislation is intended to protect women's health and safety. Opponents said the goal appears to be more restriction of abortion. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.